Government officials from Myanmar traveled to Bangladesh this week. They met Rohingya refugees there who had fled to Bangladesh following a brutal military crackdown that began in 2017. The officials handed out flyers to the refugees aimed at persuading them to come home. Myanmar's controversial repatriation plan involves a pathway to citizenship for Rohingya Muslims, but they would be forced to live in a refugee camp while their homes and villages are rebuilt. Ne San Win is the campaign coordinator of the Free Rohingya Coalition. He joined us from Frankfurt, Germany. I asked him if Myanmar's repatriation plan has changed since it was first proposed last year.
Their offer is the same as before. They have not changed anything yet. They are offering the national verification card, which is designed for the immigrant from a foreign country. And after we accept the national verification card, there is the chance to get the naturalized citizenship. Since we are the indigenous people belong to Rakhine State, we cannot accept this naturalized citizenship. They are trying to erase our existence and our history. So we have been rejecting it. All the refugees, they refuse to go. Because, you know, if they go back to Rakhine State, they have to accept this national verification card and they will not be allowed to go back to their original houses.
Where do people go if their homes are no longer there?
The government has built the camp nearby the border. The refugees have to go to the reception center where they will issue the national verification card. Then they will have to stay in the camp. The government is saying they can build their own houses in the villages, but this thing are not really going to happen. I am in Germany. I have visited the many memorial of the concentration camp here, like Dachau. The design of the camp at the Myanmar and Bangladesh border, I found that the same here in Germany with the watchtower and the barbed wire. So it will be like a concentration camp.
There was an earlier attempt to repatriate Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh last year, but many people were scared, really scared to return. Are Rohingya still worried about returning to Myanmar?
Yes, because that cycle of violence has been repeating again and again since 1978. In 1978, about 250,000 had to flee to Bangladesh, and they were repatriated a few months later. Again, this happened in 1991, 1992. So there is no guarantee that this persecution will stop. People are really afraid. That is why they want to assure full citizenship. And also the people are asking the international protection until this ongoing genocide is ended.
Can Myanmar win back the trust of the Rohingya people?
I don't think, because, you know, there are a lot of propaganda against the Rohingya still, you know, the government is making. This is the policy of the Burmese government to persecute all the ethnic minorities. Unless, you know, they change their system, we can't trust them. And because of their propaganda, the majority really believe that we are invading the country. We are from Bangladesh because of our skin color, our faith. 3-4 days ago, the Malaysian Prime Minister said either you treat them as national or give them a chance to form their own state in their own territory. We will not demand our own independent country. But if in a few years, Myanmar keep rejecting our rights, if Myanmar keep us in the camp in Bangladesh, we will not have other alternative than seeking our own state.
Ne San Win, the campaign coordinator of the Free Rohingya Coalition. Very good to speak with you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.